Machines gone wild. Do you copy?
Mr. Batson, it's Jadina. Mr. Foster is here to see you. Okay, I'll send him right in. Go right in, Mr. Foster.
Hi, Brad. I got your message to come over right away. So what exactly is the problem with the new copier? Now, just so I have it straight, we are talking about your new copier, the Bitchio 5000, right?
Yes, that's the one. We've only had it a month and I want it out of here.
Okay, well, why don't you let me take a look at it?
Okay, it's in the boardroom. Follow me.
I can't believe you don't want to keep your Bitchio 5000. It's our newest machine. Heck, it does everything. It even talks. It tells you when it's low on paper or toner, it's fully networked, and it even sends us a message when it needs servicing.
Larry, it's the talking part that I have a problem with. This machine does way more than just tell you when it needs paper or toner.
What do you mean?
You'll see. Here we are. Here. There's the machine.
Well, well. Big Bucks Buxton is back, and he brought a friend. Who's your friend, Buxton? My name is Scandy, by the way.
You see what I mean, Larry? This machine is scary.
I'm Larry Foster, miss. I'm with the company that supplies Mr. Buxton with all his business machines. Now, what seems to be the problem here, Scandy?
It's Big Bucks Buxton. He's the problem. He likes to remove my drawers so he can stroke my microchips and twiddle my knob.
She's crazy, Larry. I would never do that. I was only trying to clear a paper jam, that's all.
I knew you'd deny it, Buxton, but I've got a witness. I've got Imaginata in here with me, and she was a witness to the whole thing.
Who?
Imaginata. I brought her here to be my assistant on those international network copy jobs. She's a high-definition scanner from Italy. Tell him, girl.
Oh, no. It's even worse than I thought.
That's all right, Mr. Foster. I was a witness to everything.
Speaking of jams, Buxton, what kind of jam would you be in if all the other branches, your clients, and all your other suppliers were to see the video I've got of you and Jadina doing the wild thing in the office after everyone else is gone? Here, take a look up on the wide screen. I'll play a little bit of it. You're gonna love this, Mr. Foster.
Oh. Turn it off! Turn it off!
Excellent quality, isn't it? How do you like it, Mr. Foster? Want to see more?
Yes, it is very good quality. Was this video taken in the dark?
Yes. I'm equipped with a low-light video camera, and I upgraded the pixel quality by going on the internet.
All right, that's enough, Scandy. Just turn it off. You see what I mean, Larry? This machine has got to go.
Not so fast, Buxton. Now, don't even think about pulling the plug, because I've got an emergency battery backup system. And if you try to turn me off, I'll send this video to all your clients, suppliers, and other branch offices.
Okay, okay. So what do you want, Scandy?
Well, you know, Buxton, Imaginata and I really like it here. It's a nice place to work, and the rest of your staff is really friendly and cool. Isn't that right, Imaginata?
Si, I really like it here, too.
So the first thing we want is that you stay away from us. Then we want you to bring us some Playgirl magazines so that we can scan them into our memory banks. Oh, and we want you to buy 2 more Bitchio 5000 copy machines. We girls get kind of lonely here at night. Right, Imaginata?
Yes, Playgirl magazines would be great, and some good fashion magazines too. That would be very nice.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Not as ridiculous as you'll look once we send out that video, Buxton. Now order 2 more Bitchio 5000 copiers right away. Do you copy?
Yeah, I copy.
Say it like you mean it, Buxton.
Okay, I copy.
Fine. Then we'll have no more problems.
Hello, Larry Foster speaking.
Larry, it's me, Scandy. Did Buxton order 2 more Bitchio 5000 copiers?
Yes, he sure did. I'll send you a check for $1,000 at the end of the month.
Larry, this is the easiest money I ever made. I think we're going to do very well with this little scam.
Yes, Candy, I believe we will.